like a youth and renewed like an eagle. The Lord performs righteousness, deeds, and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. The Lord is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the dead, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as he, just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our strength. He is mindful that we are God. Let's confess our sins together of God to be present in Christ, the merciful God, the great companion for us. Lord, we come to you this morning because we belong to you. You called us, put your mark upon us, you laid your hand sovereignly upon us. You called us into your presence to worship you. We do that because of what Christ has done for us. The glory of forgiveness, Lord, should never grow cold or old in our hearts. We are grateful this morning that there are forgiven people. We confess our sins to you individually. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Father, we also confess our sins to you corporately. We're part of a wonderful, wonderful bride called the Bride of Christ. And we know, Lord, that that bride is not perfect yet. And we are part of that bride. And part of the reason the bride is not perfect is because we here at Providence Church are not perfect yet. So, Lord, we ask you to give us the heart of the corporately. That we might love one another more, that we might be more faithful to your word, that we might stand more and more faithfully on your promise.
Bless the Lord.